B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A landlord by the name of Jorge Arias was arrested for burglary on July 23rd. He's accused of entering his tenant's unoccupied apartment and trying to sniff her underwear.
Yoo-hoo! Is anyone home? Oh, good.
The tenant reported that on several occasions, Arias would come into her bedroom and her daughter's bedroom and go through their clothing, including their undergarments.
Oh, my God.
After the tenant began to suspect someone was coming into their home, she began attempting to make it difficult to enter it. She barricaded one entrance, though Arias had used another door to enter. The tenant set up hidden cameras throughout her home, her bedroom, and her daughter's bedroom to prove that someone was coming in when no one was home. And the video shows Arias entering her apartment through a side door, going into the bedrooms, finding female underwear, bringing them to his nose, apparently in an effort to sniff them.
So that's as far as it went. He wasn't doing anything besides that. He wasn't touching himself or anything, right?
Well, no, not that I know. He was just getting a nose full.
Just the way, you know, the old classic way.
She also reported that on at least one occasion, Arias entered her apartment while her daughter was home alone. He appeared to be startled when he saw her and left immediately. Police further investigated the case and ultimately applied for an arrest warrant. He was taken into custody without incident and was charged with burglary in the third degree.
Jesus.
This isn't something you want to see pop up on your phone when you're getting ready to board an airplane. A United Airlines flight was evacuated ahead of takeoff at San Francisco International Airport on Thursday after a teenager sent a photo of an airsoft gun to other passengers on board via AirDrop. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can do that.
Yes.
You look on AirDrop and you can see if there are people around you that are open to receiving from anyone.
Right, right.
And you can send them stuff. Everybody on board, and because it was a gun, everyone on board was forced to deplane and go through security a second time. The teen was not allowed back on the flight. The spokesperson for the airport said the teen did not have the gun on him, and it was determined the photo was taken at an earlier time at a different location. He added the evacuation was out of an abundance of caution.
So what prompted him to do that? Was he just trying to be a dick?
I don't know if he was messing with people what, but yeah, law enforcement officials are working with United to review the issue. James R. Parker Jr. passed away from injuries after being shot with a crossbow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so New York State police responded to a residence for a report of a man shot with a crossbow. When the trooper arrived, ambulance and medevac were already on scene administering medical aid. A preliminary investigation of the scene revealed that Parker and another male were attempting to kill a skunk outside the residence.
So he's attempting to kill a skunk and shoots himself with a crossbow?
Well, I don't know if he shot himself or the other. So the other man, yeah, he shot the crossbow at the skunk. And it appears that Parker was unintentionally hit with the bolt.
Oh, Jesus.
So I don't know if it, you know, if it caromed off of something or if he just shot it right at him or what. The other
man, probably a robot skunk and it skipped off its metal armor.
Yeah. Called 911 and rendered aid to Parker before emergency medical professionals arrived. That's horrible, man.
Jeez.
All right, how about this? The College Square Mall in Morristown, Tennessee shared footage of a young black bear that paid a visit and seemed to be trying to find a way inside the movie theater.
Is there a Sparrows in here?
The mall says that two bears were spotted in the area last week, and one of the animals was caught on camera hanging around the entrance to some stores.
One for a quiet place, please.
The young bear was recorded at the mall's main entrance and at the entrance to the AMC movie theater.
Well, we're watching the footage right now. There's a look of intent. I think he was there to see a movie.
Oh, my God.
This is the Wehrenberg Theaters thing. You guys wouldn't know this, but I do. The mall
Whether you're a human or a bear, we've got concessions to make your movie-watching experience top-notch. Whether it's the popcorn or the salmon bites.
The mall posted about it on Facebook, writing, in all seriousness, please be cognizant of two bears in our area. Do not approach or feed the bears, they said.
So, you don't feed the bears.
No. A 23-year-old woman has apparently become the second social media star in China to plunge to her death in recent weeks while recording herself on camera. Xiao Quimei was a crane operator.
Oh, boy.
Who shared videos of her career to a reported social media audience of about 100,000 followers. In her final video, She's speaking into a camera in what appears to be a crane cabin when the camera suddenly switches to images of blurry equipment whizzing past the lens. She fell about 160 feet.
So she was in one of those high-rise cranes?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, another social media influencer, which I reported on in the Bizarre File, Sophia Chung of Hong Kong, fell to her death on July 10th. She was taking pictures. She was taking a selfie for Instagram next to a waterfall. But witnesses say Kimei had fell to the ground with her phone in her hand on Tuesday after most of her coworkers had left the site.
Hey, guys.
Part of her reported...
I just fell 150 feet.
Part of her reported appeal to social media followers was that she did not appear to fit the rugged image of a crane operator. She was petite and pretty and looked even younger than her reported 23 years.
Oh, my God.
As she was said to be the mother of two children. That's terrible. Now, the family has confirmed her death, saying that it was the result of an accident, not an internet stunt. Like, she wasn't
right
taking pictures on purpose.
When you sit up there in one of those things, I assume you're wearing... Are you wearing a seatbelt? I assume you would be, right?
I would think so, but I do not know. All right, and then one last story. An Australian activewear firm has been fined $5 million for claiming its clothing eliminated and stopped the spread of COVID. Lorna Jane had advertised that its clothing used a groundbreaking technology called LJ Shield to prevent the transferal of all pathogens.
Oh, yeah, he's got the LJ Shield in this one.
However, in a ruling, a judge said the company's claim was exploitative and predatory and potentially dangerous.
Lorna Jane, wear these panties, you won't get pregnant.
Lorna Jane said it accepted the court's ruling, and the company maintained that it had been misled by its own supplier. They said a trusted supplier sold us a product that did not perform as promised. They led us to believe the technology behind LJ Shield was being sold elsewhere in Australia, the USA, China, and Taiwan, and that it was both antibacterial and antiviral. We believed that we were passing on a benefit to our customers.
Yeah, don't you think it would be a bigger story if there was a garment you could wear that would repel COVID?
Yep.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Okay, I don't know how this story is really weird, and there's not a whole lot of explanation in it. Bowling Green, Kentucky police say Allison Hargis intentionally caused the death of Philip Stewart when she shot him numerous times with a BB gun from the window of an apartment.
See? Shot him with a BB gun.
What'd you tell us?
Yeah. It's dangerous. You shouldn't be playing with BB guns.
Police say the shooting happened Saturday night. Stewart was standing in the parking lot when Hargis shot him. The victim was found unconscious, and a person on scene began life-saving measures until EMS arrived. So it says here, it says, shot him numerous times. I was thinking maybe a fluke thing.
Heart attack, perhaps? Maybe out of fear? I could hear a CO2 pistol, maybe, but
I
BBs?
Mean, that only barely.
Yeah.
Even a CO2 pellet will only go so far into the skin, especially if you're shooting from a window into a parking lot.
It's BBs. All dangerous.
I need more info on this.
Yeah, right?
They should have been fishing, right, Kathy?
Mom, thank you.
Safer.
The victim was transported to the medical center where he was pronounced dead. Hargis fled the scene after she had shot him and was later arrested. And she is charged with murder. Wow.
Holy hell.
Yeah, maybe he had a heart attack or something.
Good
point.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good point. So some guy shot my ex-girlfriend in the head with a BB gun from the...
Some guy.
From his dorm room, and I had already graduated. I wasn't even a student there anymore, and she did not let me beat him up. She refused. I was trying to go there to defend her honor, and she would not... And they didn't kick him out. They just, like, disciplined him or whatever. You believe that nonsense?
This is the worst news I've ever heard.
All right,
ever?
So he shot her with a BB gun.
From his bedroom window.
Yeah.
And she was just walking in the park.
Was he with her?
No, it was my girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend.
And so you go over to defend her honor because now she's been shot in the head with a BB gun.
Yeah.
But your girlfriend at the time will not let you do that.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Well, she was watching out for you.
I guess so.
I mean, not wanting you to get in trouble.
I could have beat him up, too.
And the guy had a BB gun on him.
I know.
There is a good excuse to beat up someone I know I can beat up, damn it.
He was shorter than me, a lot shorter than me.
In fact, he was in a wheelchair.
Remember his name?
I do.
You want to call him out?
Well, his name's Bucky, and he ended up going to jail a little bit later on.
Oh, well, then there you go.
For more BB-related crimes?
Yeah. Karma's a bitch, man.
Had you beat him up, he might not have gone to jail. You know, maybe karma, you know.
Could have saved him.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
Nice job.
All right, when police responded to a tractor-trailer crash Saturday evening in Braintree, they found no driver present in the truck, only two chocolate Labrador retrievers. The truck rolled down a hill before crashing into the side of a newly renovated house. The truck left tire marks in the grass where it had rolled down the hill. None of the residents of the house were present during the crash, and no injuries were reported. The dogs were not harmed during the crash. But a nearby resident heard the crash approximately 6 p.m., rushed to check on the driver, only to find the seat vacant. He said, "You can only surmise that the two dogs were in the front, maybe something got released, and they went for a ride, and that's probably the best thing you can come up with."
That's what it sounds like.
Police are still investigating to determine the cause of the crash.
Most dogs don't have a Class C license, right?
No, not that I know of. Sometimes you just have to use whatever you can to grab for a weapon. A Russian store's security camera caught the moment that a worker chased a thief out of the store using a long, double-ended dildo. The footage comes from a sex store in the city of Novokuznetsk and shows the saleswoman actually hitting the thief with the dildo. Local media reports that the woman was working late when the thief allegedly entered and brandished a small knife. The footage is not confirmed to be real, but police haven't confirmed whether they are investigating an incident at the sex shop or not.
So
but
those dildos, especially our biggest dildo, carries a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could whip that back. You could knock someone's teeth out.
We have a great video of Bill Weston dressed as Severus Snape playing with it. Right now on our social media.
He was reenacting the dildo scene from the Sorcerer's Stone premise.
Yes, Harry Pooper and the Sorcerer's Stone. It's pretty classic footage of him doing it. All right, so a late night snack run led to an all-out brawl at a Brooklyn pizza shop. One man was hurt in the wild incident, and another faces charges. Cell phone video shows the brawl inside Joe's Pizza happened around 3 a.m. At least six men got into an argument that escalated. Multiple punches were thrown. One man also hit another man with a pizza paddle.
Wow!
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I am talking about the need to eat pizza.
Staff members told police some customers were harassing women and complaining the food was taking too long, and that's when Ronnie Cabani? Yep. Said that he took out his cell phone and recorded the video.
You should have seen this.
Yeah. What's going on over
here? Paddle. Wait for about an hour.
Do you guys see this footage, by the way?
Ronnie Cabani? I've not. Is it crazy?
It's ridiculous. I mean, what's that wooden thing that they pull the pizza out of the oven with?
I just said someone hit him with a pizza paddle.
That's the pizza paddle?
Yeah,
okay. Because they did that and then had another dude with a ladle. It was insane.
So they're grabbing
whatever they could grab.
The utensils.
But like, when they started swinging the pizza paddle, I thought, okay, this guy's dead now. You know, because he wasn't hitting him with the flat part of the pizza paddle.
Oh, really?
He was hitting him like he was chopping
with
wood.
The edge of
it.
That would hurt.
Yeah.
We're watching this as we speak, and they are going
at it. It's a melee.
This is a big-time brawl.
And look, he's swinging a calzone
in a pizza joint.
Oh, my God.
The guys in the back, so Ronnie Cabani said, the guys in the back were like, please, stays behind the counter. And then they came and they just rushed him. Cabani said, not really sure who threw the first punch. It was complete mayhem. It was like a Looney Tunes cartoon is what he said. Police said a staff member went to the hospital with minor injuries to his face. Officers said that they are not searching for any other suspects. And Ronnie Cabani is doing okay.
The one dude just keeps swinging the ladle.
Uh-huh.
How about this story? Did you guys catch this a couple days ago? Seven people were killed.
Yeah.
And several others critically injured in a series of crashes that were caused by a sandstorm in Utah.
Oof.
This happened on the 25th. The Utah Department of Public Service said in a statement, it appears that 20 vehicles were involved in the crashes after high winds caused a sand or dust storm and impaired visibility on the roadway. Photos at the site showed multiple tractor trailers and several damaged cars on the road with scattered debris.
You ever been driving in a sandstorm?
No.
I have.
No.
It's scary as hell.
Yeah.
I can
imagine.
All right. We only have time for that last one, and we are going to wrap that up now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.